Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Good, the bad, and the dumb, the Friday edition. This is where we get you into the weekend. Of course we do. And we do so with the good of the day. Let's get started.
The good of the day is actually, I kind of enjoyed this. It's an impressive flex.
Okay.
By one Tiger Woods.
All right.
So he was asked, what is he at the Scottish Open right now? Is that,
yep,
is that what's going
Open,
on?
Yep.
He was asked, what does he do with all of his trophies?
Oh, you know, he's got a million of them.
He's got a couple.
Yeah.
And the only flex, I mean, it's a nice flex, and I don't know how anybody, well, there's four other people, I guess, who could do this. He just simply describes, like, well, I got four shelves at home. Each major gets its own shelf.
So basically what he's saying is he doesn't, like, if when he wins, like, the Arnold
Traveler's
Palmer
Cup or
Bay Hill or whatever, yeah. He just goes,
yeah, I got it. It's probably in a vault somewhere.
Yeah, some vault
but
somewhere.
But in his man cave office, I'm not sure where he keeps it. There are four shelves.
It must be nice.
And each one, each award gets its own shelf.
You know what?
Major.
That's such a good question though, because a lot of people don't know this, but like you sometimes not only get a trophy for winning, of course, but some tournaments will give you a trophy, not a trophy, but like a keepsake if you make an eagle on a certain hole or you get a hole in one or even something in the round where you don't win the tournament but you've done something like. Augusta will give crystal for every eagle that you make. Like you get a piece of crystal. Like how many eagles has Tiger Woods made at Augusta National?
Right. And
like how many pieces of this crystal does he have? Like 100? Like how many of these does he have? Well, probably not 100 eagles. That seems like a lot.
But nevertheless, there's
a bunch of it. And you get these at these tournaments. They'll give you something if you do something special. And he's probably got a million of those too. Like little things like, yeah, when I made a hole in one at Jack's tournament and I got this little plaque.
Right.
Like that's in the box over here, you know. But yeah, after a while, what are you going to do with all that stuff? Like, what do you do with it?
Yeah. I mean, because think about all the, like you said, not really no name tournaments.
Right. But still.
But, you know, it's not the Open. It's not the US Open. It's not Masters. It's not, you know, it's not one of these big ones that we always talk about. And so the big ones, he just says, oh, I got four shelves.
I am surprised a bit, not terribly surprised, but surprised a bit because he's such a golf historian that some of the best golfers that have ever played the game have considered the U.S. amateur to be a major, not a professional major, but a major deal because of Bobby Jones. And I'm surprised he didn't say, I have five because I won three U.S. amateur titles.
Yeah, well, maybe, yeah. I guess not.
Jack Nicklaus always considered the U.S. amateur a major because he would say, you have 18. And he goes, well, I have 20. And they go, well, those don't count. He goes, I know, they're not professional, but in my mind, they're majors. And being a golf historian that he is. But yeah, good for, well, I would, that's the way I would do it. If your whole persona is the majors only matter, that's basically, I would have it four shelves.
I mean,
too.
Maybe he has some of them displayed, but I mean, he's won like 80. 80,
yeah, he's won like 83
events.
So, yeah.
I mean,
exactly. What are you going to do with all of them? You can't keep them all.
Can't keep them all.
I mean, what are you going to do? Have a Tiger Woods museum someday? Probably. But what are you going to do? Build a wing into your house to put them all in?
Yeah. Here's all my trophies.
Yeah. And after a while, you're like, if they had a Tiger Woods museum, how many people are going to stop at the 1999 Travelers Championship to go, oh my God, look at that thing?
Besides
no,
that,
it's like,
you
where's
know,
your Augusta stuff?
And displaying them all. You imagine how dusty they get.
Yeah.
Trophies aren't easy to clean.
No.
You got to take one down each individually. Nah, I can't. Exactly. I can't do that. That's too much time.
That's right. Boy, wait, what happens to, you know, people, that's one thing people keep, right? People keep them their whole lives. They're like you have a trophy, you get it for football or baseball or something. You end up never throw it away. You never go,
no,
I'm just throwing this
in
the trash. You got a box full. So what happens to them? Like, when we get old and we die, what do people do with them?
I don't know.
Where they go, oh, here's grandpa's bowling trophies. Do they give them away to bowling trophy companies and go, here?
See, that's a great idea.
Turn these into
I should find
new
out,
trophies.
Because like you were mentioning keepsakes, and I'll keep it at golf. My grandfather, you know, he got a hole in one once.
Yeah.
And he did. He went all out for himself.
Yes.
He had, you know, he had the scorecard and all of his buddies sign it. He had the golf ball that, you know, he scored the hole in one in that was in a display case. You know, he made himself plaques. No one made him a plaque. He made himself a plaque for
good
his
for
hole,
him.
Hole in one.
Yeah.
But that brings up that point. Like, I guess, is that just sitting in a box now?
Yeah.
You know, at my aunt's house who lived nearby, or is it in a storage? I have no idea what happened to all that stuff.
It happens for everybody. Like, yeah. Like everybody, this is the one thing people will keep. And yet when they pass, what do you do with them? Who wants them? Nobody wants them. So is there a company that goes, look, we love Grandpa too, but you don't really want to keep his old bowling trophies or golf trophies, do you? Here at Tony D's Trophy Emporium, we'll take them and refurbish them and make them new trophies for new people. Maybe there's a business that does that. I don't know. But yeah, so when I pass, my kids will probably be like, what are we going to do with all these stupid trophies my dad had? Little plaques and things that he still keeps around. Yep. Don't ever get rid of them. That's what you should do with them.
I know. Put it in your will. You must keep it. You got to display them. I want shelves.
Exactly. I'm gonna put in my will like the 72 basketball team in the Olympics that they can never take the silver medals. But my children are never allowed to get rid of any of my radio awards
that
I've won over the years. They must keep them forever, and they must pass them on to their kids. Any elimination of these awards, they're automatically cut off.
That's right.
My son will be like, oh,
great.
Just keep this stupid thing in my house. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that the worst World Cup ever, and I'm going to make up a word here, just got a little worser.
Is that the one that's coming up in November?
The one that's coming up in November. All right. Quick recap, just to bring you up to speed, if you didn't know about World Cup Qatar 2022.
Yeah.
They bribed FIFA officials to get the World Cup.
Sure they did.
They
There's no way they got it on their own merit.
No, it was proven that they bribed. Remember the FIFA raid?
Oh, that's right. That's right. They did prove it. And they still went, well, too late. They're already building stadiums.
Yeah. Speaking of that, human rights violations.
All the time.
Galore. Yeah. You know, people were just dying left and right building these so-called stadiums. And not only were they building stadiums, they were building these air-conditioned stadiums that that Qatar had promised that the technology didn't exist. So that's why we had to move the World Cup from its traditional spot in the summertime when all the major leagues are off to the fall. So that way you have a little bit, you have a better chance of cooler temperatures. We talked about this not too long ago. They're running out of hotels. Right?
Yeah, that was surprising.
They were running out of hotels.
I remember we talking about this. Why in the world would you not have, you'd build a hotel for the World Cup.
Yep.
And then tear it down and make it something else.
No. We don't have enough time to build hotels, so we're going to set you up in tents. And I think we said the price was like $250 a night.
Yeah, exactly.
That didn't include electricity. So that means that you'll be staying in these tents without air conditioning in the desert. I don't know. Maybe it's a little cooler
in
November.
This is so stupid.
Last week, it came out that no sex will be allowed unless you're married.
Oh.
So, you know, if you're looking for a good time and you're not married and you're, you know, that ripe old age of your 20s, sex is not allowed in the country. Yesterday.
Including the players. Like, they can't bring girlfriends and wives with them?
Well, no, wives are okay. If you're married,
you're married. Like, if you've got a girlfriend?
Nope. Put a ring on it.
All right.
But yesterday it came out, and this might be the worst one of all, because I don't know what, it's going to be complete anarchy. There will be no serving of beer during the games.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. This was a dumb idea. This is everybody who was involved in this should be arrested and put in prison.
Now, beer can be served during special events.
Ugh.
You know, I guess parties, but no beer will be served in the stadium. And I guess, like, you know, surrounding bar areas.
I'm serious. Even if I was the biggest soccer fan in the world and had good disposable income, knowing what's going on with Brittany Griner, I don't think I'd go near
her. Oh, not at all.
I would be like, I don't even know what I'm allowed to do. Am I allowed to even cheer? Am I allowed to even wear a certain color? Like what are we doing over here? Like, it's got to be. I wouldn't go anywhere near it.
I know. You're the right. First thing I thought of was when they said no beer. I was like, what's an English fan going to do?
Yeah, right. I know. Isn't that part of the joy of doing this?
Yeah.
Like, stop it. Oh, you know, I have to tell you, in all seriousness, that Real Sports episode of the building of those stadiums was one of the most eye-opening, jaw-dropping segment I've ever seen in sports journalism. I mean, they did a... Let me tell you something, man. Journalism is expensive. Good journalism is very expensive. And it's one of the reasons why, when you all complain about the media and you say, the media doesn't look into this, the media doesn't look into that, I'll stick up for the media in this regard. It's very expensive, and everybody wants their stuff for free, right? So everybody wants the stuff for free. So you go, like, I this happens to me. I'm as guilty of this as ever. I will see a story, and I will go, oh, my God, that looks really interesting. Like an in-depth article on some athlete or an in-depth article on something about controversial in sports. And I might go, hey, maybe I'll do it. Look into that. I'll click on it. I'll get to read the first two paragraphs. And I'll go, like, and if you'd like the rest of this article, you subscribe for $1 a month.
Right.
And I go, no, thank you. Nope. Click. I'll find it. I'll find the information somewhere else. So nobody wants to pay for it. Real sports. When they went there to talk about the building of these stadiums that were basically using Pakistani labor. They were shipping people from Pakistan that had no money to build these stadiums, and they were dying left and right. And in return, families were getting pennies for the lives of these workers. They went, filmed it there. Filmed everything. They filmed where the workers were living. They filmed the stadiums. They filmed them building the stadiums. They filmed the interviews with the director of sports and told them that they had went out to where the workers were and said it was squalor conditions, like 15 people to a bathroom in a bucket. They also went to Pakistan and were filming the families, grieving families who were living in squalor and couldn't get any money for the death of the one person that was bringing them income. It was horrific, and I applaud them for putting the money and the resources out there to tell that story. I don't know if it did any good, but still a good story. Anyway, I know I went a little long there, but yeah, very eye opening.
Yeah, and it's just going to be. I mean, I can't wait for the next thing to pop because I know it's not done. Something else is going to come
it's
up.
Too bad. This is the most important sporting event on the globe.
Yeah.
Without question. And
well, we can all look forward to 2026 when, you know, obviously we'll sell alcohol and everyone will be drunk.
That's right.
Thanks a lot, Cutter.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, one of those I reserve the right to take it back. Just all right. A disclaimer.
Sure.
But the NFL is pushing for the 2028 Olympic Games in L.A. to include flag football.
I saw this yesterday.
For both men and women.
I saw this yesterday and I thought it was an Onion story.
So did I.
I thought it was a joke.
And the only thing I can think of is like, okay, is this a way to guarantee a gold medal? I'm sorry. I'm just assuming. Maybe Canada has a chance because of the CFL, but.
Oh, please. I love you, Ron. You always find a silver lining in something. Like, we would win the gold, silver, and bronze if we had three teams in flag football.
Yeah.
And other countries are like, what do we do? Other countries are like, what do? You pass this, right? No, you don't have to pass it. Sometimes you can run it.
Wait,
and then what?
How
many people? You're right. Canada might be competitive because of the CFL. Yeah, okay.
Well, when the clock strikes, when the clock starts up, it'll be tied.
That's, yeah, right? Yeah, good point.
Would we use professional athletes? I mean, we could use retired professional athletes.
Sure, could we?
Make up a team of like Jerry Rice, Barry Sanders. I mean, guys way past.
Guys
who haven't worked out in years.
So here's the thought.
Win a gold medal.
Here's the thought. You're right. Here's the thought. What, if you're Roger Goodell, what's the upside to this, right? Well, you get other countries going, okay, the United States might win this, but we might eventually win it too. And then now they're playing football all over the place, consuming your professional product. Is that like what the goal is?
Like basketball? The 92 Dream Team came in, we
the
knew
world
that
said,
there yeah. was, you know, they won by an average margin of like 30 points a night.
Yeah.
But now it's actually competitive. In fact, so competitive, we lost one year.
Yep. The world said, we'll catch up. We'll eventually catch up. And maybe Goodell is saying, I don't care if you catch up. I just want you playing it, practicing it, talking about it. And then, by the way, if you want to consume a larger product, this is the larger product.
We'll send you a team. We'll send you a game. I mean, will England be competitive because they get three a year now?
Very true. Very true. Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's a good point. Good point. All right, that's wake up call. It's good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. We're going to talk NFL coaches coming up and the 10 that are starting new jobs as we continue.